AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. North Carolina lawmakers meet today to consider repealing HB 2. That's the nine-month-old law that limits LGBT rights and has led to a backlash in some instances, with conferences, concerts, sporting events being canceled. Republican State Representative William Brawley says the law has been costly and disruptive.
If we can get a reset and move forward, that would be in the interest of the state.
Known by some as the bathroom bill, it designates which bathrooms transgender people can use in public schools and government buildings. Still no arrests that we've heard of in the truck attack that left 12 people dead at a crowded Christmas market in Berlin. More from the AP's Steve Coleman.
As Chancellor Angela Merkel and other German officials attended a memorial service at the church next to the Christmas market, the Islamic State group said the attacker was a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack to target what they called citizens of the Crusader Coalition. A German Muslim group condemned the attack, however, calling it cowardly. German security forces continued hunting for the perpetrator after releasing a man from custody for lack of evidence. I'm Steve Coleman.
France's military chief is urging the next president to ratchet up defense spending to better confront Islamic extremists and authoritarian states that rely on military muscle. A disaster outside Mexico City, where a massive blast at a fireworks market has killed at least 29. These are rescuers scouring the debris for survivors or bodies. The AP's Peter Orsi reports on people who escaped the explosion.
One woman said that she was in the middle of the stalls with a few hundred other people when the explosions began. She said she froze and then took off running through the smoke when she realized everybody else was doing so. She said she saw people with burns and cuts and blood everywhere.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama is banning future oil leases in much of the Arctic and Atlantic oceans. The Sierra Club's Michael Bruin hopes the next president doesn't try to undo the protections.
We're concerned, but this protection is well embedded within the law, and it is something that we hope and expect will be an enduring protection.
If you watched the NBC production of Hairspray last week, you saw Martin Short in the role of Wilbur Turnblad. On Broadway, he was played by Dick Latessa, and the role earned him a Tony after years of theater, TV, and movie work.
I guess I have made it, and made it, and made it, and made it. Being up here is wonderful, but the trip here was the best of all. I mean, the trip on the Hairspray train has been a joyride of my life.
That was from the Tonys on CBS in 2003. Veteran actor Dick Latessa was 87. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.